It's actually 70 degrees in Kalamazoo. It's 3:07, and in case you're wondering, who is this guy I'm hearing coming from my radio speaker? Who is this? I haven't heard him in a long time. My name is Jeremy Lawrence, and yes, in spite of the rumors that I was replaced by the Detroit Tigers every single day at this time, I in fact have a show, and today I'm going to have it. Glad to be here, definitely glad to be here with you, and spending the entire of the program, all 2 hours of it, with you. Here talking about different things that are going on. Of course, in case you're wondering, okay, well, what happened to the Tigers? Where are they going to be? Well, tonight is when they get underway with Game 2 of the four-game series with the Texas Rangers. Broadcast time gets underway at 6:40, so probably not going to get another afternoon game until Monday. And I wasn't going to be here anyway. So, you know. But Memorial Day coming up on Monday. Whatever your plans are, I hope you got some great plans in the works. I got some great plans for you here in the next little while. Now, among my plans is to tolerate and put up with the presence of the producer of this program, who is named
Michael Loudon.
He's here. He's unduly cheerful, as usual. See, that puts you off. I know you're sitting here going, Jeremy, he's such a friendly guy. We like him so much. There's this streak underneath. You just don't know. You don't understand until you work through a window with a guy. I would explain it further, but you have to experience him, I guess. Anyway, so he's going to give you this deceptive niceness and be a part of the program as well. Part of this, we're going to do a movie palooza today. And ooh. I call it Movie Palooza because this is probably one of the best giveaways we can do, where we give away passes to not one, but two different movies. And I'm not just doing two tickets to these things. I'm talking about four tickets to two movies that are set to hit the theater. In fact, they're hitting the theater today at Celebration Cinema in Portage. What I'm talking about, of course, the one you've been seeing all the previews for, X-Men, Days of Future Past. This is the sequel, prequel, I really don't know how to describe it. It's another X-Men movie. Apparently it's going to be great. Has everybody that's been in the series before. It appears as though they're there again. I don't know, most of them anyway. So, so that's four tickets to that. And four tickets to another one. This is an independent movie that's coming out, and it's got some interesting faces in here. Robert Downey Jr. is in here. Director Jon Favreau is in here. He's also the lead actor, and this particular movie is called Chef, where a professional chef starts off in a totally different career, taking over a food truck. Seen the previews for this one myself. I find it intriguing, and we've got four tickets to that. So, a nice independent movie. Four tickets for that. Four tickets for X-Men Days of Future Past. And I'm going to give them away right now. No, I'm
what?
Not giving them away.
No.
Right. I almost had him. Almost. But we're going to do that sometime during the program, hopefully within the next little bit, so that you can get the opportunity to pick those tickets up. Before. No, we're not giving them away now. Somebody's calling. Amazing. Anyway, so we're going to give away some movie tickets here in a little while. Chances are we're going to do that when Michael comes up with his dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question. Anyway, that's coming up. Also, before we dig into things today, I want to let you know about our video of the day. Now, we've had some good ones the last couple of days, and sadly, I couldn't share them with you because, well, the Tigers were on the air, and, you know, I know, priorities. I get that. But there are several videos of the day at WKZO.com. Look in the blog section. I've got it's the Jeremy Lawrence blog, really, and this is where we put a lot of our videos of the day. The last couple of days have been great. In fact, one of those days was an honest trailer. So if you missed out on the latest one, see, I've already got Michael going, ooh,
yes.
I'm going to ignore Jeremy and watch it.
No, I would never do that in the middle of the show.
Of course not. Of course not. But, you know, if you're thinking about X-Men Days of Future Past, Honest Trailers did a trailer of the original X-Men trilogy. So you'll have to check that one out. That's from a day or two ago. There was one in there about things that would be creepy that you do at weddings if you did them in real life. You just have to see that one. And then today's, my gosh, this one, I mean, for any guy who has proposed marriage at any time, and you've worked hard and you've planned on things. Now, I proposed marriage. This has been 18 years ago that my proposal happened. I thought I was very creative. I thought I did a great job. My wife will tell you now, 17 years after our wedding day, that I did a good job. I have no idea how Michael's fiance would react to what he did, but I'm sure that, you know, she said yes, so apparently she liked it well enough.
She did, but she said she wasn't as surprised as what she should have been.
Okay. I was expecting this all along. There you go.
Yeah, right. And that's what her parents said, too. Oh, we were expecting this at some point.
Boy, that just gives you a lot of confidence. Great. Yes. I've hidden it well.
Yes, I did not.
But the video today, I mean, it trumps anything you did. It trumps everything I did. It trumps everything that anybody has done. This video documents the four-year journey. Yes, I kid you not, the four-year journey from first date to proposal. A guy spent 4 years planning the video that he was going to use as a proposal to his girlfriend, now fiance, because yes, she did say yes. Now, I'm not spoiling it by telling you that. I just want you to see this so that you know, no matter what you're planning, if you're planning on one, no matter what you're planning, it's over. It's done. You're just going to look like a has-been now. I mean, this guy has made me look horrible. I even cooked for my now wife. This is something not every guy would do. But I look horrible now because of this video.
And all I did was take my fiance out to dinner. So how do I look then?
Maybe you shouldn't watch the video. I don't know.
Yeah, great. I'm going to have to go back and re-propose.
I think at this point, it's probably a done deal. You know, she's already said yes, so, you know, you're stuck with her. She's stuck with you. But that sounds horrible. I know. But if you want to see how it's done really well, check it out for yourself. I mean, I'm a sucker for these videos. This one's great. This one's a lot of fun. Give you some chuckles, some laughs. And at the same time, make you feel like a real heel if you've done it. If you've never proposed before and you're thinking somewhere down the line you're going to do it, then maybe you could use this as a primer. Granted, it's going to take worldwide travel to be able to up this one. But, you know, I'm giving you some tips here just in case. So check it out, WKZO.com, in the blog section. If you go down below the news area, you'll find it down there. And also, we've got it posted at our Facebook page. In fact, the last several days have been posted there. So go to the Facebook link at the top of the page, WKZO.com. Like us if you haven't done it already. And then you get to enjoy these things in your news feed every single time we share one of these. And we do it really often. So it is worth your time to do that. You know, we always put stuff on there that we know that you're going to have a reaction to, whether it's a smile or complete awe, or the other day when we shared the one about the Silver Dome. I mean, it's just complete, oh my gosh, I can't believe it looks like that.
Utter shock.
That's the best way to describe it. So that's the kind of stuff we share with you. It's the stuff that you pass around. It's the stuff that, quite frankly, maybe you haven't even seen yet that you're going to end up passing around. So check it out for yourself. We would love to make sure that we share that with you. Now, a little bit later on in the program, we're going to be talking about, because you remember we talked a few weeks ago about Harry Reid in the Senate deciding that he needed to personally take on the NFL for the purpose of getting the Redskins to change their name. He has some partners.
49 others.
49 others that have joined him. So we'll chat about this a little bit later on in the program. Clearly, the Senate has solved all the world's problems. That's all I can come up with.
Apparently so.
So we're going to talk about that a little bit later on. If we get the opportunity, Duck Dynasty back in the news. Phil Robertson has done it again. You say, done what again? Well, Hang around. We'll chat about it here a little bit later. One thing that I wanted to dig into, though, the Senate, Michigan Senate, has decided to put together a bill. And this is a bill that could be very controversial. Very controversial because they want to be able to raise $1.5 billion more a year to fix roads. And you're thinking, well, that's great. That's, you know, that's what we need. We need to fix our roads. We need to spend that kind of money every year on our roads. Here's how they do it. Primarily, it would be through a significant hike in fuel taxes paid by you and I. That's right, Michigan, the sixth highest fuel tax in the country, would be raising our fuel taxes to a level that, frankly, would make California look like they were being cheap. That's what they're putting forward in the state Senate. It's interesting that they're approaching this. And the other part of it is, you know, you're probably saying, all right, well, the roads suck around here. Come on. We're paying all this tax, and what's happening? Well, in a piece out of the Detroit Free Press, they approach this a little bit. Title of it, Why Michiganders Pay Among the Highest Gas Taxes to Drive on Crummy Roads. And they dig into it a little bit. No pun intended. But they dig into it a little bit and talk about what happens. Part of it is that some of the fuel tax is legitimately spent on roads. But a lot of it is a sales tax that's spent on schools and other things. So we don't even spend all the fuel tax on roads. We spend it on other stuff. And now the Senate has decided, and this is the same Senate that brought us the minimum wage bill, that there's an awful lot of people going, really? And I have to admit, I have at least joined that idea about the whole $9.20 part of that. There are certain parts of it I like. There's certain parts of it I don't. But there's an awful lot of people questioning what in the world is going on in the Michigan Senate. Because they come up with that and then, as a bonus, say, you know what? We need to raise your taxes. Now, mind you, we already have high fuel taxes, among the highest in the country. I believe it's like the sixth highest in the country. And with that, you know, you talk about, well, you know, we've got people that are struggling to survive. I mean, think about the arguments that they've made for the minimum wage bill. People struggling to survive need more money. To which I would ask, why do they need more money? So that they can pay higher taxes on gas? There's the other part of it. It almost strikes me as saying, well, wait a minute, even considering this seems a little tone deaf to me. Because if you're talking about people needing to be able to afford things, if you're talking about prices going up on everything, you know what? Let's pile on top and add on top one of the biggest gas tax hikes we could come up with. Now, you'll say, I know the roads need some help. I know that. You know that. Every reasonable person knows that. But honestly, can we look at this and say, yes, and we need to raise our tax so high that it makes California look good? Think about that. Think about the cost of living that would go up just simply from this tax. And I know, I mean, they're saying, well, you know, people spend hundreds of dollars a year on unneeded repairs just simply because our roads are bad. We need to be able to do this. And the argument could be made that, well, they're spending that hundreds on car repair. Instead, they could be spending it on road repairs. Well, okay, I get that. But if you're raising the cost of fuel by that much, you're going to be raising the cost of everything. Everything. And I think that's a problem. I think something else needs to be able to be looked at this particular point in time. Yes, we need to do something about the roads, But do we honestly need to raise the taxes that high?
Yeah, and especially if all that money isn't going to go toward the roads, like you said, some of it's going to go toward the schools.
Well, and that's the way that it is right now, actually. With the way that it is, there's a slice of it that goes towards roads, and there's a slice of it that goes to other things. Honestly, I kind of think, well, maybe we ought to look at what we're doing here. Shift some things around. Say, all right, if we're paying this for our gas, maybe we ought to take that money that we're paying towards that and, oh, I don't know, spend it on roads?
Sounds logical to me.
I mean, it's a thought here. I don't know. But, you know, that's part of what I really wonder about this. I don't think we're going to see this one come out of the Senate. I really don't think this one is going to survive scrutiny because there's an awful lot of Republicans who are going to say, wait a minute, raise taxes that high in an election year?
Do you want to have a job?
You know, I understand we need to do something about roads, but mm-hmm. we need to also look at creative ways of doing this because if you raise fuel taxes that high, you're basically just saying, you know what? I'd like to pay more for everything I buy because prices are going to go up.
Yeah,
they just will.
Because people bring their products in on trucks, which use mm-hmm. gasoline.
Now, we'd love to chat with you about this, and you can feel free to give us a call about this at 382-4280. 877-382-4280 if you are outside the area, want to call toll-free. Or 803-73, you can text us. And share your insights that way as well. It's the Jeremy Lawrence Show. It's right here on 590 WKZO. -70 degrees in Kalamazoo. 328, 590 WKZO and the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Let's head to the phone lines right now. We've got Gary and Niles. Gary, I just have a couple of minutes, so quickly with your thoughts.
Well, you made a comment that minimum wage people are barely getting by and it will hurt them. Well, most minimum wage people I worked with, they carpool. They don't spend much on gas. The people that have boats that go to the lake every weekend, there's where he's going to get your gas money, and I think they can afford it.
So people that have boats can afford more gas money. Okay, what about middle class? Well, Gary, what about middle class people that go to work every day?
Carpool.
That's going to carpool.
Carpool.
Oh, that's your answer. Okay, what about increasing prices on grocery items and basically everything you buy? Because those are going to go up with more taxes like that.
Well, you'll save money on broken axles when you hit the potholes in Michigan. The other thing is the sales tax on gasoline is what goes to schools, not the road tax.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Now, you're cheating. Hey, you know, Republicans never raise taxes. It's called a user fee.
Well, I'm just saying I don't think this one makes it out of the Senate because that's an awful lot of money to consider.
Call it a user fee and it'll make it out of the Senate.
Call it a user fee. Yeah, okay.
Because if I walk down to the restaurant, I'm not using any gasoline, and the guy that drives to the restaurant, he uses gas and he uses the roads and he tears up the roads and he pays for them. I don't have to pay for them if I walk.
So your idea is basically we all need to carpool and walk.
And call it a user fee.
And that's going to raise more money for the state? If we all do that, then there's going to be no tax collected. Gary,
no,
that doesn't work.
The rich people won't walk.
Oh, the rich people. Oh, let's just soak the wealthy. That's what this is all about.
They can afford that boat.
They can afford that. And the rest of us can't afford it, Gary. That's the bottom line.
That's right. If you can afford it,
the rest of us can't afford it. We can't afford to have higher taxes like that.
We can afford to pay higher gas taxes.
We can afford what?
A boat that you take to the lake.
Yeah, but it's not just them, Gary. It's you and I when we have to drive somewhere.
I can carpool. I got other retired people. We have nothing to do but sit at the restaurant and figure out ways to save money.
Well, that's fine for you, but what about families? What about families that can't afford that? What about people that have no convenient way of doing a carpool? How does that work? You're just basically going
to
soak them as well?
The whole family doesn't go to work. The breadwinner goes and meets other breadwinners at the same job that live in the same area.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's how it works. Whatever, Gary. We've got to run here to a break. Thanks for your call. Yeah, let's just soak the wealthy like you and I that have to go to work, you know. That's okay. Sixty-nine degrees in Kalamazoo, 590 WKZO, the Jeremy Lawrence Show. Continuing ahead with you. You know, I have been wondering, I really have been wondering what the weather was going to be like this weekend. Because, you know, there's an awful lot of people that have plans on this, that, or the other. And, you know, Memorial Day weekend. So you kind of wonder, all right, what are we looking at? Temperature-wise, what are we looking at weather-wise? And I figured, you know what, be a good time to chat a little bit about the weather. And to do that, we are turning to our regular weather expert, Bob Larson, with us. You know, Bob, I wondered whether or not you would be on today. Just I kind of thought maybe you might be one of those four-day weekenders, if you know what I mean.
Right. Yeah, because three is never enough, right?
Of course.
Right.
Of course.
Now, here I am.
So and here I am, too. So I guess, you know, we're the slobs that stuck around.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Well, for anybody that's got plans this weekend, what are we looking at weather-wise?
We're looking at a good weekend. A very, very nice weekend. I'm still concerned that there could be a shower thunderstorm later Memorial Day. But Memorial Day will be the warmest of the three-day holiday weekend. And I don't think it's a bad day by any means. And given that it'll be the warmest day and that there'll still be some sunshine, even if we do have a stray shower, thunderstorm, hopefully it's, you know, we call it hit and miss. Hopefully it's more miss than hit.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, fingers crossed we can get through that day just fine. But tomorrow and Sunday look to feature nothing but sunshine before we even get to Memorial Day. So all things considered, a nice weekend.
Nice weekend.
All right. The word I have chosen is finally. Finally, the holiday weekend is here, or I was thinking, or is it finally? After a 72-hour break, I get to come on the air and discuss the weather.
Both. How about that?
Yeah.
You know, we just
the bill.
You know, you didn't get to talk with me, but I didn't even get to talk on the air the last 2 days either. So, you know, and my time's a lot longer.
That's true. much more so.
So we're looking forward to pretty good weather as far as that goes.
Yeah.
But for people who are wondering at this point, all right, you know, with they're not, you know, there's some people that are thinking beyond the weekend, you know, and for both of those people, what's it going to be like next week?
Right. There may be some 4 day weekend people that have that fourth day being Tuesday.
There you go.
For example,
you know.
And the chance for a shower thunderstorm exists again on Tuesday. And that's the day it appears the next front comes through. So given the two, Monday and Tuesday, Tuesday might be a better chance, but it'll still be warm until that front moves through. So probably still above 80. And then after the front passes, this is back to pretty much where we are now. Sunshine and cooler, but not chilly. Lower 70s for Wednesday, mid-70s by Thursday. And you know what? By the end of next week and by next weekend, it could become very warm with temperatures into the upper 80s. So there you go.
So we're getting a smile from the runner in the room over there. And Michael's very happy about that forecast.
So. Now, to break it down temperature-wise for the weekend itself, it's going to be a cool night again tonight under a clear sky into the 40s, but bright and sunny tomorrow, 75 for the high, and upper 70s with sunshine on Sunday, maybe even 80, and I believe it's up to 84 on Memorial Day with that possible shower thunderstorm. Best chance would be afternoon and evening.
Bob, with this warmth coming in, is it going to get any humid outside?
Slightly, but not by any great degree. Nothing that would be considered unbearable or terribly sticky and uncomfortable. Through Sunday, the humidity stays especially low. Might start to notice the humidity a little bit on Monday, but it won't be what I would consider muggy, no.
All right, great. Now, Bob, if you've got a calendar there, look with me at the calendar for just a minute.
Got it.
I noticed that today is Friday, and on Friday, we do a little something with you, looking at some of the numbers and that kind of thing. So break it down for us.
That's true. Let's do our yearly comparison first. Last year through this date, temperature-wise, we were pretty much on par, one-third of a degree below normal, three-tenths of a degree cooler than average at this point. But this year through this date, we're still more than 6 degrees colder than average, quite a difference from a year ago. Precipitation-wise, we were still running a surplus of rainfall last year at this point, to the tune of almost 5 inches wetter than average. This year, we're about 2.5 inches drier than average, so that's been quite a turnaround. We're still behind average when it comes to rainfall. For the month of May, last May, I remember some of this. I don't fully recall, but last May at this point was nearly 6 degrees warmer than average. It was a very warm May of 2013. This May has averaged out cooler than average by about a degree. Rainfall-wise, we are actually dry both last May and this May, a third of an inch behind average last May. This May, we're 0.86 of an inch below average. So we do have some catching up to do when it comes to rainfall, although clearly I suspect we don't want to see that for this holiday weekend. But we could still use some rain. Maybe we'll get significant rains Monday and Tuesday and help us catch up.
All right. Well, Bob, you have yourself a great Memorial Day weekend.
Thank you, Jeremy and Michael.
And we'll circle around and chat with you on Tuesday.
Sounds good.
All right. Bob Larson from AccuWeather, keeping us in the know and letting us know what this weekend is. It sounds wonderful.
Yes, it sounds excellent.
Sounds fantastic. And to know that the warmth is warm warmth. We're not talking humid warmth here. So that's a good thing.
Yes, that means I won't be sweating a lot when I'm running. Well, at least, you know, dying, I should say, too.
You'll be sweating, but not dying.
Yes.
So, well, for some people, they might want to enjoy the Memorial Day weekend in a different way.
And how would they do that?
They might want to enjoy it from the confines of Celebration Cinema in Portage.
Mm.
And the reason why they might want to enjoy that, I could give you tons of reasons, really. I mean, you know, some of the great movies that are coming out now. We got, the new X-Men movie coming out this weekend, and there's so much that you could go see. Of course, the great food there and all the wonderful things they've got there. I could tell you about that, but no. What I'm going to tell you about is the giveaway tickets I have. Because, you know, I want to make your weekend. People are already calling. What is this? I'm not even done yet.
They're jumping the gun.
They are. But here's what we've got for you. Of course, I mentioned X-Men Days of Future Past. We've got 4 tickets to go see that. So you got those. I've also got 4 tickets to go see Chef. And Chef is a brand new independent movie set to hit the theater here this weekend. Been out for a couple of weeks. Had some interesting reviews on that one already. I can tell you the trailer looks interesting. Might be something I might find myself at. Anyway, I want to make your weekend. And I want to make the weekend of 3 of your friends, because then you get to go to not one movie with your friends, but 2 movies with your friends. Here's the deal. All you've got to do to win these tickets is call us 382-4280 or 877-382-4280. And because Michael's prepared, he very likely has a dumb, stupid, ridiculous trivia question you've got to answer. So you do have to answer that. But if you do it right, we'll give you the tickets. Michael, hit us with the question here.
All right. What movie did Robert Downey Jr. star in with Tommy Lee Jones in 1998?
Okay. So as you're headed to imdb.com, we'll let you figure that one out. 382-4280, 877-382-4280. We will give away those tickets for you. And as we continue with the program, you know, we've been talking about the gas tax. It's a proposal on the table to raise it significantly. I want to talk a little bit further with you about it. So as we continue along, we will do that. And if you'd like to text us with your thoughts as well, 803-73, as we talk gas tax here on the Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZL. Continuing along here, Jeremy Lawrence Show on 590 WKZO. And just a little bit ago, we got the opportunity to give away some fantastic prizes in the form of movie tickets to Celebration Cinema in Portage. We just made somebody's weekend, so I'd like to know whose weekend we made. Michael.
It was Scott from Scott's, and no, it's not the lawn guy.
Okay, Scott from Scott's. who with his friends Scott, Scott, and Scott will all be going to the movies. No, Scott, you can take other people that are not named Scott. But Scott knew the answer to the trivia question you gave. So for people just joining us, the question and then the answer.
The question was, what movie did Robert Downey Jr. star in with Tommy Lee Jones in 1998? And the answer was U.S. Marshals.
U.S. Marshals. Hmm. Didn't know he was in that one.
Yep. It was a sequel to The Fugitive.
The Fugitive, which I enjoyed that one. Yeah, that was a good one. I don't know that I ever saw the second one, though.
It's okay. It's not as great as The Fugitive.
Yeah, The Fugitive was pretty good.
I mean, Harrison Ford wasn't in this one.
Yeah, yeah. You didn't get the, it was the one-armed man.
Nope, didn't get anything like that.
So, all right. So he gets to enjoy some movies this weekend on us. So you get to do all of that. All right, wanted to get back to the phones, and we have had Gary standing by on the line. This is Gary from Comstock. Gary, thanks for waiting so long and so patiently. Go right ahead with your thoughts.
All right, well, first of all, I agree with you. I don't see any need to have that big of a sales tax or whatever you want to call it, tax on gasoline. It's high enough.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you're right. You know, you can't talk about raising the minimum wage and then taking it right back on your gas tax. I did want to mention about the sales tax that goes to schools, and mm-hmm. I'm not sure if there's an additional gas sales tax for schools or not, but I know the sales tax, the 2 cent sales tax for schools, came about way back in 2001. It might have been back in the 1990s to mm-hmm. Replace the property taxes dropped dramatically here, and offset that it was that sales tax.
Mm-hmm.
Now, yeah, the schools would prefer not to have had that happen, but
sure,
it was quite a blow. A lot of people think that that switch gave more money to schools, but it actually cost cuts. And of course, the last few years has been incredible cuts to all the public schools, and if you're going to kick away the 2 cents for the schools, you're going to have to replace that. I agree with something else you said, Jeremy. You said you're going to have to come up with something creative, and nobody ever agrees, but to me, I think there's got to be a progressive tax, just a small one.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be dramatic with that, and the income tax, you know, we've dropped that, and we don't have enough money to pay for all the things we need. And you guys talked about Detroit and
mm-hmm.
how they've gone downhill, but they do need money. You know, a lot of their problems are their own, but a lot of their problems are just because the economy shifted and because of trade policies. And a lot of those things were out of their control. They still have a city that's built for 1.5 million people with only half of that left. There's no mm-hmm. way anybody could have stayed afloat. So I think the state has to help them. But, you know, we're going to have to come up with tax sources from different ways. But I agree with you. I don't think the higher tax on gas, as you said, are already one of the highest.
That's
creative. Good luck on that, though.
Creative, I think, is part of the order of the day. Gary, I appreciate it. We're approaching the end of the hour. Thanks for waiting so long. I do appreciate that. That's just the thing. They're going to look for different ways of doing this. Raising gas taxes again, not a good idea. Not a good idea at all.
Kalamazoo's news, weather, and traffic station is 590 WKZO. Kalamazoo.